There is a lengthy question today, and quite philosophical and quite detailed, and I will try to answer it to the best of my ability from Manjari Devi Dasi on a very nice, bright autumn Monday morning here in Budapest. Today I'll be spending the day here at the temple. I will go for a japa walk with Niranjan Maharaj and try to catch up on my GBC work, my personal correspondence, as well as local matters here. Really difficult to keep abreast of everything, keep up with everything. In fact, if I was just trailing behind a reasonable distance, even that would be good. Thank goodness that Krishna always gives us more service than we can handle. That way we're never finished and never really have any time for Maya. Okay, here's the question after that intro. On Giriraj Tattva, ontologically, Giriraj is considered to be Lord Krishna himself, and we also know that Srimati Radharani designated him as Haridasa Varya, the best of Lord Hari's servants. Some say that that refers to him being a hill and serving the divine couple with every particle of his existence in Shantaras. But on what basis is Giriraj worshipped sometimes as Balaram, Srimati Radharani, or Krishna Balaram, or Radha Krishna together? Although Giriraj takes on different colors where they step, does he thus become them? Can we say that Radhika is the personification of Ladini Shakti, the complete facilitator of Krishna's pleasure, and as she expands in order to give Krishna pleasure in different ways, she also manifests as Giriraj? But in this case, why don't we worship other objects of Braj as Srimati Radharani? How is Giriraj Srimati Radharani's heart, as you have said on the Parikrama? Also, has Govardhan Srila worship been going on before Lord Chaitanya's time? I read somewhere, which I can't find now, that Lord Chaitanya inaugurated Govardhan Srila worship. Okay, let's see how we deal with this question. About Giriraj being Haridasa Varya. Some say that that refers to him being a hill and serving the divine couple with every particle of his existence in Shantaras. Let me preface this part of the answer by saying that everything is possible in Braj. Everything is possible in the service of the Lord. Giriraj serving in Shantaras can be considered to be correct, but that's not all of his service. I say it's correct because Shantaras is included in Dasyaras, or at least the elements of Shantaras are there, and Giriraj, as Krishna, may relish and enjoy the moods of Shantaras, but as quoted here, the verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is spoken by Srimati Radhi, it says, Hantai adrira bala haridasa varya yad rama krishna charana svarasam pramodat, he is haridasa varya. So here he's talking about haridas, das, which means in the mood of dasya, ras. And the translation is that he is the best amongst Krishna's servants. So since the word das is quite specific here, it would indicate that Giriraj is in the mood of dasyaras. But as described, he is a expansion of Lord Krishna, and as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also an expansion, correction, not expansion, but he is Lord Krishna. And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tastes all the moods of pure devotional service, Santaras, Dasyaras, Vatsalyaras, Madhuryaras, Sakyaras, in the same way there's no bar to Giriraj, who is Krishna himself, relishing all of the rasas. And since Lord Krishna is not only the relisher, rasobhaisa, of all the five primary and seven secondary rasas, but he's also both the source of all forms of Godhead, like Baladev, therefore he can also reciprocate according to the worship of a devotee who worships him as Lord Balaram. And since Lord Krishna is also the origin of Srimati Radharani, who is herself the origin of all other Shaktis, therefore, if the worshipper worships Giriraj in an authorized way as Srimati Radharani, then that may also be accepted. The example or parallel is that of Shalagram Srila. So I believe both Brihadnardiya as well as Brahma Vaivarta Purana describe how the Lord accepted the form as Shalagram Srila. And yet we see that he manifests in so many different forms. He manifests as Varaha, as Nishinga, as Baladev, as Lakshmi Nishinga, as Ugra Nishinga, as Narayan, as Lakshmi Narayan, and Radha Krishna, and so many other forms. Because Krishna, being the origin of all other forms of Godhead and Shakti, therefore, according to appropriate signs which have been defined in Shastra, that one shalagram or form of the Lord is then worshipped as different other forms of Godhead, or forms of Godhead along with his consort, or even sometimes with devotee. There is, to the best of my knowledge, no such equivalent description of different forms of Giriraj. However, the tradition that continues in Vrindavan is that white stones are those where Lord Baladev stepped, golden where Srimati Radharani, blackish Lord Krishna, reddish are traditionally Giriraj's own colors of his anurag or love for Krishna and his associates. So, technically speaking, philosophically speaking, there's good reason why those stones that have been touched and blessed by these other forms of Lord Krishna, Srimati Radharani, Lord Balaram, can be identified as being equivalent to them or worshipable as they are. And on that basis, to my understanding, Giriraj is worshipped sometimes as Balaram, Srimati Radharani, Radha Krishna, Krishna Balaram. Jayajita Mantrapadyante, Krishna reciprocates with the desire of the worshipper. We shouldn't say that Giriraj is Srimati Radharani, in other words, Govardhan Hill, just like it's not complete to say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srimati Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna with the mood and complexion of Srimati Radharani. Similarly, Giriraj may take on the complexion of Srimati Radharani, and thus he may also reciprocate the mood of Srimati Radharani. But that means that he is still Krishna in that particular bhava. So, no, Giriraj is not an expansion of Srimati Radharani, but he may certainly reflect Srimati Radharani's mood in serving Krishna, since ultimately she is Krishna's supreme servitor. This tradition of worship of Giriraj is mentioned by Srila Prabhupada in Krishna book, where it says that Giriraj is worshipped as Lord Krishna. and that is the standard method of worship for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the worship of Giriraj as forms other than Lord Krishna is done by other sampradayas, and particularly is done by Brijbasis. Therefore, if anyone worships Giriraj in those other moods, then he does that on the basis of such practice. I'm not conversant with the worship of Giriraj prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. Actually, the worship of Giriraj goes on since time immemorial, since the process of Govardhan Puja is one of Krishna's eternal leelas or eternal pastimes. It goes on whenever Krishna appears in the material world. Whether the particular practice of taking a stone from Giriraj began with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that I can't say, but certainly the hill has been worship since time immemorial, and it will require someone who has knowledge of that history of Shila worship to say whether Acharyas prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time had worshipped Giriraj. Okay, I left out a few points here in this question, but that will be it for now. I need to move on to reviewing my Giriraj presentation tomorrow at our special guest's dinner. Hare Krishna.